The conference brought together the most famous Catholic university in the United States and the pontifical university most associated with the Diocese of Rome. The combination is critical when discussing the contribution of the Catholic university to the church and culture. The United States has the most developed Catholic university system in the world, and the Lateran University is at the heart of the church. Bishop Daniel Jenke of Peoria, Illinois, is a member of the Holy Cross Order, which runs Notre Dame.
We tried very hard, I think, in Catholic schools, maybe speaking mostly about the United States, to be accepted into the country club. Have the acceptance of our secular peers and to be true great universities. And I think they have done that. But now there's the danger, of course, losing the reason for being a university, being grounded in Christ and his sacraments. So there has to be much more attention in the 21st century to that challenge.
Father John Jenkins is the president of the University of Notre Dame, and he spoke to us about some of the challenges facing his university and other Catholic universities around the world.
There are so many changes, so many discoveries that create, that are wonderful discoveries, but they create questions, ethical questions, questions about the human life, its purpose and meaning, questions about justice and society. Society needs the Catholic Church to proclaim its truth so that these discussions can be infused with the tradition of the church.
Bishop Reno Fisichella is the auxiliary bishop of the Diocese of Rome. He's also the rector of the Pontifical Lateran University.
The way to follow is the way of a dialogue. So we should be able to understand that if we keep strong our identity, and our identity is granted in the Word of God. So if we keep our identity, our tradition, and our capacity to produce a new thought, that is the best way in order to approach the problems in the world.
Of course, this isn't the only contact the University of Notre Dame has with Rome. Every year, the university sends hundreds of students to Rome for their semester abroad program. I'm Charles Collins.